This is Tejano Gold.
Welcome back. Gracias por regresar con nosotros al Tejano Gold Countdown. And this right here is where you're going to hear only the best in Tejano and regional Mexican music being aired around the world by our affiliate families from some of the best Tejano and regional Mexican radio stations in the USA. Mi nombre es Rudy Treviño, and the Countdown is brought to you by your friends at L&F Distributors. That's Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser, and Bud Light. Now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 13.
Si me duele, que duela, by la frescura musical de Zapata, Texas, intocable. Down to number 13 this week on the national charts.
Number 12.
Amor de tú y yo, y ahora dices que me vaya, que ya no me necesitas. Encontraste otro amor, no sabía qué buscabas. Mi corazón se desborda con tanto amor que me sobra.
Necesito odiar.
este amor que así dejas. Tal vez no debas saber ese amor que te daba.
Countdown song number 12, Necesito Odiarte by the Voice of San Antonio, Jay Perez. Esta semana avanza 6 puntos a tan solo unas semanas de haberse lanzado en todas las plataformas musicales. Way to go, Mr. Jay Perez. Our special guest today is Tristan Ramos, one of our new young talents in the Tejano music industry. And Tristan, you're only 17 years old and you've done great things in your career already. But this is also due to the great team that works with you, specifically on this particular recording. So tell me about them.
I would like to thank Mr. Gilbert Velasquez for letting us use the studio. And I would also like to thank Mr. Eddie Perez, my producer. And I would also like to thank my dad, co-producer. I would also like to give a big shout out to my band, you know, because my band is awesome. You know, every time we are recording or, you know, even practicing, you know, it doesn't even feel like work, you know, just feels like, you know, we're playing a song that we love. I would like to thank Mr. Mike Hernandez, my drummer. And I would like to thank Mr. Eddie Cordova, my bass player, Dylan Tyler, my bajo player, and Mr. Abel Barajas as well, my bajo player. My parents as well, you know, without my parents, none of this would be possible. And also, I would like to thank God because nothing would be possible without God.
Amen. Nothing would be possible without God. More of my conversation with Tristan Ramos in just a couple of minutes, but right now, avance el conteo.
Number 11.
Si porque me ves borracho, no creas que es por tu cariño.
Tejano Gold Countdown, song number 11, Así Como Pagan Pago by Sonny Sauceda. By the way, this song is included on his latest album titled After Party. Now let's get the latest on what's happening in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Thanks, Rudy. Here's what's trending at TejanoNation.net. Songs from Eli La Reina, Freddie Fender, Texas Tornadoes, and Ramon Ayala highlight suggestions from the Congressional Hispanic Caucus for addition to the National Recording Registry. Members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus are pushing the Library of Congress to increase the number of songs written and sung by Latinos in its National Registry. The National Recording Preservation Board selects 25 recordings to add to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry each year. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus noted the registry contains about 600 works, but only 23 of which, about 3.8%, were recorded by Latino musicians, and the group suggested 33 songs and albums for consideration this year in a letter that said in part, quote, "Music brings people from all different backgrounds together, and Latino music has had an indelible influence across the American music spectrum on every genre, from jazz, rhythm and blues, country, pop, and hip-hop. Yet Latino contributions in music have been insufficiently recognized," end quote. Songs from Elida Iavante, Freddie Fender, Texas Tornadoes, and Ramon Ayala are among the 33 suggestions in the letter, which were chosen with feedback from the public. The 2023 registry will be announced in late March or April. The registry currently includes recordings from Selena, Flaco Jimenez, Santana, Lidio Mendoza, and a few others. Read the full letter and get more details at TejanoNation.net. I'm Romeo with Tejano Nation, your number one source for Tejano news.
Thanks, Romeo. We'll check back with you in the next hour. As we go to break, time now for a quick review of our Tejano trivia quiz question. Once again, in case you missed it, here it is again. La Mafia was founded in 1980 by Oscar de la Rosa and Mando Lichtenberger Jr. Their 17th studio album was released on December 12th of 1992 and reached number one on the Billboard charts for six consecutive weeks. Can you tell me the name of this album that made them known worldwide? The answer coming up later in the show. More Tejano Gold Countdown is on the way. No le cambies.
Tejano Gold.
When you open a crisp, cold Bud Light, you know game day is here.
Touchdown! You owe me $5.
We mean every sound. Enjoy responsibly. 2022 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.